Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District Executive Director Cassidy Cameron shared KPED's quarterly report presentation on strategies for better discussing different cities' futures. A comprehensive economic development strategy outlines five areas to be focused on: technology and connectivity, workforce and human capital, infrastructure and land use, business climate and entrepreneurship, and regional partnerships. Cameron says that currently the Kenai Peninsula economy has approximately 11,000 jobs more than it did pre-pandemic, which means it's trending the state regarding job availability, job creation, and where the community is economically speaking.
However, there's a caveat. There's not as many employees to work those jobs. And so as we look at trying to dovetail the good with the bad, but just the negative of not having enough people in the workforce, we're focusing on trying to build out our workforce development programs.
While having a job in the state is extremely important, it's hard to have a job when you don't necessarily have a place to live. Hence, this only fixes part of the economy situation.
We are trying to increase the quality of living for the Kenai Peninsula, and that means making sure that these people that are skilled and ready for the workforce have places to live, have childcare services, have transportation, and have the available needs that they need to thrive here.
For more, visit RadioKenai.com. Clayton Holland is excited to continue as superintendent for another 3 years. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland will be around for at least another 3 years. Holland's contract as district superintendent was renewed by the Board of Education on Monday night.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to be back here again,
said Holland, who has served as the superintendent for the district since 2021 when he took over for former superintendent John O'Brien. Several board members commended Holland for his leadership of the school district and encouraged him to accept the contract offer.
You've been a blessing to me and in my life. And I think our district is fortunate to have somebody of your caliber, somebody that works as hard as you do. We're lucky to have you.
That from school board member Patty Truesdale. And board member Matt Morris was smiling as he added,
we are very blessed to have Superintendent Holland, and I really do hope you sign that contract. That pen out? Sign that contract.
Holland took over the district's reins during COVID-19 when life for students and staff had taken a dramatic turn, requiring unprecedented adjustments to school attendance and academic plans. He readily admits the challenges of those early years.
So I have to admit, it was a rough 3 years, particularly the first, 1.5 or so were kind of stepping into the middle of the pandemic, and it was kind of a wild time and a lot of things to go through. And then you kind of add on a different mix too, as far as, we had a lot of turnover in the district during that time period. I had a new team here almost completely that we onboarded. So some challenges, but at the same time, that offered a lot of opportunity.
Holland's new contract is a step up from the original. The superintendent's previous contract offered $179,000 per year with no raises. The updated offer, however, increases the base salary to $195,000 with 2% raises in the second and third years of his tenure. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy is pleased to announce new data demonstrating that the Alaska Reads Act is advancing Alaska's youngest students' literacy. The landmark legislation, co-sponsored by Governor Mike Dunleavy and former Senator Tom Begich, was crafted to ensure all students can read at grade level by third grade.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.